welcome. Merry Christmas. How are you guys? Good, good. Well, I'm going to read the traditional story of what we find in Luke chapter 2. And then we're going to talk just a little bit about how this is the night that changed everything. And how the main core theme of all of this is Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And so I just want to open by talking about his birth a little bit. And in Luke chapter 2, in verse 1, we hear the story of Jesus being born. And if you've never heard this before, just kind of close your eyes, picture this. Remember, this is a king we're talking about. This is the one that's been long awaited, long expected, and this is a king being born. And it's a little bit different. And so in verse 1 of Luke chapter 2, I'm going to read a couple verses that talk about Jesus' birth. It says, "In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration with Quirinius, who was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, Jesus, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." And so the fact that we celebrate tonight the story of Jesus coming changes everything in our lives. And see, the people were waiting for their Messiah. They were planning for how he would come, in fact. They were hopeful that he would be this king that would rule over them. And they had planned and hoped that he would build his kingdom here on earth. And so the idea that this baby would show up seemed a little bit odd, seemed a little bit out of their plan and out of their hope. And so when Jesus came, he didn't meet their expectations. He met their needs. And that's what makes this night so incredible for us, is Jesus didn't come and meet our expectations. He met our needs. He set us free from sin, from the pattern of sin and separation from God. Just as a baby, he came into the world to bring light to the darkness. And so in John's gospel, we read not about the birth or a manger. We don't hear about any of this stuff. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit odd. And he doesn't bring up angel visits. He doesn't bring up wise men. And he doesn't talk about shepherds. He just talks about who Jesus is. And in verse 1 through 5, he describes him as light. And in John's gospel, in verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, from the very beginning, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men." And here's verse 5. It says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." It has not overcome it. And then in verse 9, John picks up again and he says, "The true light, Jesus, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." And so God gives one of the greatest gifts, not that maybe you expected, not maybe that you even wanted, but that you needed. One that you needed. I mean, this is the season of gift giving, is it not? Some of you are probably ready. Have you done all your Christmas shopping? Maybe tonight after service you'll be done. But gift giving during the season can cost a lot, right? It can cost a lot. In fact, from the classic Christmas song, The 12 Days of Christmas, someone tried to add up what it would cost you to fulfill all those 12 days of Christmas gifts. And the grand total came to $15,000. If you tried to do this today, it would be $15,000. Some items were affordable, like a partridge in a pear tree, $34.99. Very simple. Six turtle doves will run you somewhere around $50. Six geese a laying will cost around $150. But the price takes off a little bit when you get to the 11 pipers piping. That's about $1,000 right there. And then you get into the 12 drummers drumming, and then you get into all the union stuff and the messiness of coordinators and all these things, and then you have another $1,000. But then the price really gets higher when it's 12 lords a-leaping, because then it's about $3,000 for them. So it costs a lot. If you were to try and fulfill this, maybe some of the gifts you've bought for others cost a lot. But here's the thing about the gift that's given that we remember tonight is that it's the gift from God who's the best gift giver. God is the best gift giver, and you cannot outgive him. And so he gave us Jesus. The gift he gives us is the only gift that truly keeps on giving. There is no other gift like Jesus. And so the gift of Jesus tells us something about the gift giver. Because even though we're not making it quite right, we're kind of failing, God doesn't try to wipe us out. He sends us a gift. It's quite a gesture. That this night that we celebrate is not a night of sorrow, it's a night of joy. That the perfect gift giver gave us Jesus. But here's the interesting thing about this gift of Jesus, is that Jesus came specifically to be broken. Did you know that? It's the only gift you'll get with the intention that it's supposed to be broken. And so Jesus shows up as a little baby making noises, as some of you are probably paying attention to the noises from the children tonight. This is a great reminder. Jesus shows up in a really weird context of going, no, this is not how things are supposed to go. And then as he grows older, he was the gift that came to be broken. And he came to live a life like you and me. He came to struggle like we do. The struggles that we have, the insecurities. He felt what we have felt before. Pain, joy, love, care. These are the things that Jesus came to intentionally feel. And he felt temptation, but he never sinned. And that's what separates us from Jesus. He perfectly lived this life without sin. And so Jesus came as the perfect gift, but with the intention of being broken. Because just as our glow stick here tonight, when Jesus became broken, he brought light into this world and to our lives so that we would be filled with the light that sets us free. And that's why in John chapter 8, later, when Jesus is older, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Because Jesus came to be the perfect gift that would be broken. And here's the incredible thing about this gift, is that it's an invitation. That those of you, as you hold this glow stick, as you break it and you see that it brings forth light, it's a great reminder that Jesus was broken for us. He came as a perfect gift. You didn't have to pay for this. You didn't have to earn this. It was freely given to you. And so it is by Jesus coming to be broken that we can have the light that fills us. that Jesus came intentionally to be broken so that we would be restored to the Father. And that is why tonight, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, that it is the night that changed everything. Let's pray. Lord God, I just thank you that you sent your son Jesus. That, Lord God, you work in the midst of broken people, and you came to be broken for us because we couldn't do it. And so, Lord, I just pray that as we sing this last song, singing Silent Night, as we hold these glow sticks, Lord, may it be a symbol. Lord, may we respond to the invitation that you so freely give, that you are inviting us into relationship, and that tonight is the night that changed everything because you came to restore us, that you came to renew us. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.